Hi there. On this episode, we'll be looking at the global atmospheric circulation model. To start off, we're going to have to look at winds and pressure because these are a few basics that you need to understand before you can see the global atmospheric circulation model in full. So, what are winds? Well, winds are large-scale air movements. They're caused by differences in air pressure. And these differences in air pressure are caused by a difference in temperature between low and high latitudes. And this is because the air is much warmer at the equator than at the poles, which causes differences in air pressure. Air pressure then affects winds because winds move from high pressure areas to low pressure areas. And finally, let's have a look at global atmospheric circulation cells. So winds are a component of global atmospheric circulation cells. And these circulation cells are made up of cool sinking air, which forms high pressure belts, and warm rising air forming low pressure belts. Each hemisphere has three cells. Now let's do a bit of a recap. So what are winds caused by? Winds are caused by differences in air pressure. Now let's have a look at the global atmospheric circulation model. So this describes how air circulates between low and high pressure belts as a result of different conditions at different latitudes. Let's start from the equator and then move outwards towards the poles. The Earth's surface is warmed by the sun at the equator. The Earth transfers its heat into the air, which then rises because it's hot. This results in a low pressure belt with rising air, rain, and clouds. The rising air cools, moves away from the equator and towards 30 degrees north and south. So then let's go to 30 degrees north and south. At this part of the Earth, the cool air falls, resulting in a high pressure belt with minimal rainfall and no clouds. Then, when the cool air reaches the Earth's surface, it moves as the surface winds towards the equator or the poles. Then, at 60 degrees north and south, cold air from the poles meets the warm surface winds. Because the warmer air is less dense, it rises and forms a low pressure belt. The air splits, with some returning back towards the equator and the rest heads towards the poles. And finally, let's have a look at the poles. At the poles, cool air sinks and forms a high pressure belt, which moves the surface winds back towards the equator. Now let's do a quick recap. Does hot air or cold air rise? Well, hot air rises. How can we describe a low pressure belt of air? There are clouds, rising air, and rain. What do we call large scale movements of air? We call these winds. Let's have a look at a new topic, surface winds. So at 30 degrees north and south of the equator, cool air sinks. Once the air reaches the Earth's surface, it then moves to surface winds. Now, surface winds have different names depending on the direction they're going in. So some examples are westerlies, which are those that blow in the direction of the poles. In the southern hemisphere, westerlies blow from the northwest. In the northern hemisphere, westerlies blow from the southwest. And then there are trade winds. Surface winds that blow in the direction of the equator are also known as trade winds. In the southern hemisphere, these winds blow from the southeast. In the northern hemisphere, they blow from the northeast. At the equator, trade winds from the two hemispheres meet, and here they're warmed by the sun, and they result in them resulting in them rising and forming clouds. So let's do a bit of a recap. At 30 degrees north and south of the equator, cool air sinks. Once they reach the ground surface, it moves as surface winds. So remember, on the ground surface, moving as surface winds. And what are the two types of surface winds? We've got westerlies, which are surface winds that blow towards the poles, and trade winds, which are surface winds that blow towards the equator. And winds are caused by differences in air pressure. So, which hemisphere are these winds? In the southern hemisphere, trade winds blow from the southeast, and the northern hemisphere, trade winds blow from the northeast. Just a recap from earlier, winds move from high pressure areas to low pressure areas.
Hey everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it was useful for your learning. Make sure you consolidate your knowledge by clicking the link in the bio to be taken to the free online course. Good luck with your studies!